Okay. While waiting for Sifu to come at 2 o'clock, I just do some sharing with you. You can turn to page 32. Page 32. Heart Sutta. Short notes. This one is a very important chapter. Chapter 8. Heart Sutta. Clash. Meditation, short notes, held at Wu Ping Ching Se on the 8th of April 2012. This one was based on question and answer, Q&A. Question 1 is very important because this is a very typical way where most people ask question, but those who ask does not know that it is a wrong question. So that's why I will explain it to you. So you look at the question. What is the question? Read it aloud. Read it aloud. Very common in there. You go to any teacher, any retreat. Can you teach me how to meditate? Logical or not? Very logical, yeah. Is it logical or not? To you, is it logical? Don't look at the answer first. Very logical, yeah. Teach me how to meditate. Then some even go a step further. Say, so, brother, what must I do? Always like that. That's why you don't know what is meditation and you don't want to investigate, then what are you doing? You are asking for an answer. When you ask for an answer, you never get to understand what that thing is. So the worst is you expect a method and a technique. Means you don't want to know what meditation is. The correct question should be, what is meditation? When I understand, I know how to do it. Isn't it? I know how to cultivate it. But you don't want to know. No? Like you go and see somebody. Then they ask you, why are you here? He said, I got a problem. But you don't even know what your problem is. No? He said, please teach me how to meditate so that my problem can go. You don't even know what your problem is. And you want to meditate so that the problem can go. Then you become gullible. Correct? At least you must know what your problem is. Then only you can get people to help you and seek a solution. Can you teach me a meditation that can make my problem go away? So that is why it's very gullible. If you want to solve your problem, you must at least know what is your problem. You cannot go there and without telling people your problem, teach me how to solve my problem. Your problem is what also you never know. Is that like meditation? Teach me how to meditate. But what is meditation you don't want to find out? So you become gullible. That's why this question is a wrong question. So I read on, you will know. I answered, Brother Teo. I said, this is the most common question, but also the most common mistake, because it is a wrong question to ask. When you ask question like that, you expect the teacher or instructor to give you a method and a technique to meditate, right? And this sounds familiar and very logical, isn't it? But what is a method? It is only a series of instructions to do certain things. Like training the mind to be mindful and heedful, so that it is in the moment silent, peaceful, and aware within. And to train the mind to develop concentration, etc. Those who just walk in, Heart Sutta, page 32. Asata, page 32. And more often than not, The method and technique taught never defines the meditation. So isn't it more appropriate or important to understand what is meditation? Only then do we know how to develop it. So whatever that appears logical may not necessarily be the truth or right question to ask. Can follow or not? Yeah? So now you have to be very clear about what meditation is. Otherwise, how can you develop something that you don't even know? You just believe that people say you do this, you know this, you do this, then you will understand meditation. Cannot. That is not the way to meditate. You cannot develop something that you don't understand or don't know. Then in the note, in the bracket, I elaborate on it. Unless you understand what is meditation, you will not be able to develop it. All methods and techniques given are only an initial skillful means, meant to help train the mind to be heedful or in concentration. They are only a series of instructions given to initially train the mind, so that it is not heedlessly lost in thought or preoccupied with what it is thinking or feeling. And the purpose of meditation is to train the mind to be heedful, then to use it to see things as they are, to develop the wisdom, and to understand how the five mental hindrances can hinder your mind from returning to its original state of silent inner awareness and peace before its stirring. Do not fight the mental hindrance or force it to go away, but instead just develop the corresponding five spiritual faculties of mind, especially sati and samadhi, as taught by the Buddha, to arise the wisdom to counter them. For the Dhamma is beyond thought and beyond time. Heedfulness is without thought, hence without psychological time. Then Miss Lee recorded this important advice. Bhatia always advises us to diligently cultivate the five spiritual faculty, because they are key to the development of the 37 factors of enlightenment, and they appear twice within the 37 factors of enlightenment. You know why it appears twice or not? First is the five spiritual faculty, then it appears again, no, the same word now, but they call it the five powers. That's how. And what are powers? Like special power, huh? When your spiritual faculty become unshakable, then it become balas or power. Can follow, huh? Understand, huh? Those who just came in, we are at page 32 of the Heart Sutta. Then before we continue, I got this email to share, or not email, WhatsApp. It came from Champi. You know the Thai lady that brought us to see Long Po? You see, she just received my book that day. Then yesterday she replied. You know what she said? Hey, Brother Teo, thank you very much for your books. Now only I start to go through, because I know it's a very good book. You really can explain it very clearly and very easily to understand for people like me. So he said, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So people who really seriously looking for Dhamma, the moment they read, they will know, this is the real one. That's why she appreciate. Then I say, I rejoice too. Then after that I reply, I say, hey, Champi, sadhu, because I say thank you so much for arranging us all to meet up with Long Po. So this is how, if you really have the condition to receive this book, you should go back and read. And these are very rare understanding that you should actually make it a point to really, really spend some time to look through and to understand it, to develop the understanding. Because if you have it and don't use it, like Sri Yan say, very likely you put it in the shell and forgot about it, then you won't benefit. It's just like during the early day, there was a, I think it's not in the sutta, this one. This one is in a story form from a Mahayana. He said, there was an incident, This poor man, very poor, then hungry, need food, everything, no shelter, nothing. So he went down, begging. Then there was one day he met a spiritual cultivator, but he doesn't know that he's a spiritual cultivator, but he just go and beg. So this spiritual cultivator knew that this person is like a beggar and suffering because of karma coming. So out of compassion, because there is affinity, understand? So the spiritual cultivator actually gave him some important aspect of Dhamma, like something to understand the Triple Gem, the Buddha Dhamma. You know what the beggar did? He said, what I want is food and money, not this. He thought it's like a stone, I just throw away. Actually, these are the gem. See? When you are heedless and deluded, you will end up like that. People give you something. You cannot even understand that it's a gem. Then because your condition and situation is like that, someone goes and scold that spiritual cultivator. What type of person is this? I want food and money, give me this. To him it's like a stone. But it's actually a gem. For you to understand who you are, what you are, so that you don't have to beg again. For you to understand how to live life, avoid all evil, do good, and change. So instead of understanding that gem or piece of advice or important truth, he just threw it away. So in real life example, there are a lot of situations which is like that. Okay, we go back to the Heart Sutta, page 32, for those who just came in. Yeah, this Heart Sutta 8 is very important, very relevant. So question 1 we have gone through. The question is, can you teach me how to meditate? It's a wrong question. You read through yourself for those who just came in. Yeah, I have already finished the sharing. Then question 2 is even more useful. What about those who believe in chanting? Can chanting itself bring about enlightenment? See? Typical Theravada question. Understand? Is it chant? Just chant. No noble evil path, nothing. Can become enlightened. So sometimes when you don't understand, the question pop up. And I reply, I say, yes, it can. Provided you know how to chant with your very strong faith, clear mindfulness and understanding, then it can also bring about the cultivation of the five spiritual faculty of mind, which is Sadha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi and Panya, leading to the enlightenment. So don't be rigid or dogmatic to simply comment when you still cannot understand other people's practice or cultivation, especially those of Mahayana and the Pure Land tradition. Their Buddhas and their great Bodhisattvas' vow are very powerful, and they can help those who are sincere to connect to their vow, enabling them to develop their cultivation so much faster, just like what you did here. Whatever you do in life, and if you know how to develop it with understanding, then it can bring about transformation too. For the reason is, life itself is the meditation, understand? So this is where you have to understand the domain of meditation. The real meditation is in life itself, patipatti. Put the Dhamma to practice in daily life. Because life itself is the true cultivation. And my teacher told me, the best teacher is life itself, or nature. He learned a lot from nature. He learned a lot from life. He used to share with us, isn't it? He said, nature is full of love and compassion. If you don't contemplate, you cannot understand. What do you think of nature? Huh? Is it loving? Is it compassionate? What does nature do? You didn't contemplate, huh? And now I tell you what he tell me. He liked to give talk this way, isn't it? He said, nature is full of love and compassion. To him, nature just give and give and give. Understand? Nature never take anything. What does it give you? The air you breathe, the water you drink, the resources of nature that you need to build building, highway and other things. Everything comes from nature. Then what do you do towards nature, is it? Nature has the plant and the tree. That tree can give you shade. The timber can actually be used for many things. But what does human being do? When you are very hot, when the sun is very hot, when you need a shelter, a shade, you go underneath the tree. But have you ever had this gratitude towards the tree for giving you the shade? You never, is it? What you do? Think of making money. How to get people to chop it down, then sell. Or some, they see no people, they go and pollute their place. Understand? If they have this kind of thought, they want to water the plant, it's okay. Understand? But they go and pollute their place because for convenience. They don't want to go to the bush. They just want to do it there. So you just imagine, nature have got so much love and compassion, give you so many things, but you do the opposite to nature. So he said, man and nature is one. Understand? That's why my teacher teach very different, Ajayantra. If you destroy nature, is it? Nature will destroy you because you are never apart from nature, understand? If you pollute nature, nature will die. And when nature dies, you will also die. When your air are polluted, when your water are polluted, when the resources are polluted, then how does humanity going to survive on this planet? Understand? So this is how, when you understand life itself is the meditation, you can learn a lot of things from life. Then the other thing that he shared was very beautiful, he said. He said, nature is very patient. Why is nature very patient? Huh? If you can follow nature, you enlighten very fast. Really? Well, he observed the trees or the plant. Because sometimes he goes to America, he goes to Australia. Then he saw the four seasons. Then he realized the trees and the plant, they are very, very patient and very wise. They just accord and flow, understand? In the autumn, what does the plant do? Yeah? They shed their leaves, like we go Amisana. Then in the spring, what happened? They bud again, understand? They never complain, no, understand? How come weather so harsh? Accord and flow. Need to shed your leaves, shed. Then new leaves come out. Then bud again. Then in summer, flower again. But human beings never contemplate this way. Never understand what nature is. Then he say human beings' problem is they think a lot. They have a lot of fear, worry, anxiety. They got a lot of suffering. But what does nature do? Like you, let's say, as a human being, even at home, when you're alone, the house very dark, you got a lot of fear in there. But you look at the trees, the rock, and all those things that are outside your house. Whether the night is very cold or raining or whatever, what does the stone or the rock or the plant do? Huh? They don't have fear there. They endure. See? Sabha Asavasutta. They endure. And they got no fear. That's why they are just the way they are. And they are so much better than living being. Put the living being outside, I tell you, rain, no umbrella, no warm clothing, Shiva complain already. Because you cannot endure and you don't know what to do. Then alone outside you worry, ayo, where to get shelter? How to get food? How am I going to survive? You become miserable over what? Projecting your thought, worrying. Where you can be like the plant and the tree and the rock. They got no problem in it. They just endure. So in your cultivation, when you understand all this, then you learn so much thing from life. Can you understand? Huh? Can you follow? Oh, so clear, so how can I follow it? So this is to teach you how to contemplate and reflect into life. How to appreciate all those things that has helped you and benefited you. That's why you have gratitude towards nature. You appreciate what nature has done for you. Then there is love. There is gratitude. There is understanding. Then there is joy. Then you don't simply do all those things anymore. Understand? You don't go and litter here, litter there. Pollute here, pollute there. Because you're selfish. Understand? Everything is for your convenience. Then the rest you don't care. Rubbish you throw. You throw back to nature what? All of the byproduct that you don't want. Understand? Then nowadays we're still doing. Sometimes you read in the paper, your city got recycling collection. So all the, sometimes disaster they ask for, or old clothing every day. Those who collect, they were amazed. You know what they give? The one that is in the wardrobe or what, for so long already, they got nowhere to dispose. Or they say this is a good opportunity, they send everything there. So if your mindset is selfish, you will do those things. But if you have love, compassion, and generosity, you feel for the people who suffer, you really want to make a difference, then you will go and look for those proper ones. Still usable, but you don't want already. Especially our clothing, we have a lot of all those. So you can give. Then certain things still, maybe just repair, it will be okay. These are more useful. So when you have love, you have Dhamma, you do your duty, you don't violate all these things, you will not arise selfishness, emotional negativity, and delusion. That's why Dhamma make your mind beautiful. Without Dhamma, selfishness comes in. With Sakaya Ditti, self-delusion, that greed manifests, that emotional negativity manifests, that fear, that insecurity manifests. So this is what real Dhamma is all about. Okay?
Brother Teo,
yeah.
Can I just share?
Yes.
I think there's a red Indian proverb or wisdom or something. It goes something like this. After the last trees has been cut, after the last fish has been caught, after the last river has been poisoned, then you find that the money cannot be eaten.
So you think money is very useful. In time of crisis and war, they don't look at money. They just want to survive. That's why they do all sorts of things. But life, you can learn from it. When you have compassion, gratitude, contentment, understanding, you look at life so differently. You will never look at it from the mundane, selfish point of view. You will not be heedless and deluded. That's why I used to tell you, come to retreat, you remember? If you see any litter, you take it out and throw. You don't have to wait till people come and sweep. Even though we've got duty and all that. But make it a point. Because I remember after I understood all this, 20 over 30 years ago, I cannot even throw something away without having this understanding, does it pollute nature? Does it pollute the universe? Does it bring about problem? So I will take it out and go somewhere, dispose it properly. And you cannot do all those things already. It's just like just now we were up there on the hilltop, Yun Chan and Alicia and I think another Dhamma friend I forgot, and later Padmasri came. Was it PG? PG. We were having our like I saw them discussing something, so I walked by. Then it turned out to be so beautiful. Then Yun Chan was also like very happy to have that sharing. Because the way Alicia relayed her story, how she turned around, was so beautiful. He said, what actually happened was after he came and attended the Tuesday class, you remember? Then he found it so interesting. Then he kept on chasing Sui An for the recording, you know. Then until he went for one trip, I think, to China, you know, on the train and all. So she was listening to all this recorded Dhamma that I delivered, no. That's why that time Sui An used to tell her, say, oh, Alicia, today finish, tomorrow chase. Already. Oh, that night. And you know what happened? Alicia said it was amazing, no. She just listened continuously for that 10 days. No? And it got so much effect on her. She start to have joy, no? She start to understand what I say. Then she just changed her thought, no. That day we use the word what? Chuan nian. Chuan nian. Gumoy. You should thank Gumoy. Just like she understand from me. Then she used that skillful mean. You know, it's only a thought. So you perceive it negativity, you suffer. You perceive it wholesomeness, it become a blessing in disguise. So chuan nian. So after she start to do that, well, last time under depression, all of the thought process are all unhappy thought, no, lead to fear, worry, anxiety, selfishness, cunningness, and negativity. Then very fearful one, no, very timid one, very scared of situation and problem one. That's why very, very sad, very depressed for 15 over years. Then when he listened to the Dhamma, just like this Tao Dhamma, there is so much joy. Then that joy starts to change her. That's why he said you must love somebody. Like how you appreciate nature, gratitude towards nature. Then you love that person and respect that person because that person has helped you or kind to you. Or you understand that you have this affinity with them. You just want to help them. Then you love them. That's why metta is very powerful. Then you love yourself. Then as she starts to follow the instruction in the what they call recording. Actually, she very clean slate, you know, never subject to any of the method, technique, and various tradition. She doesn't know Dhamma before that. Yeah, by listening, she learned so fast. Then after that, she was so amazed. You know, her mind becomes so different. You know. Then because of the positive thought, the wholesome thought, where you chuan nian, so you no longer want to go back to the old way because you realize the old way make you so miserable. Then the new way bring about so much joy and understanding. You know? Then bring about so much clarity. You know? Then like suffering start to become less and less. Where I used to tell it's only a thought. How come it has such power to make you so miserable? Who give it that power? Through your delusion. Your evil, you give thought that power. You develop self-delusion, you attach, you cling, then you give meaning. So she starts to understand, then she starts to reverse all this. Then she starts to develop more and more of this wholesome thought, like love, gratitude, compassion, sincerity, honesty, and all those things. Then when she starts to do, she realizes her life turned. Then she became so much better. Then what happened was, because of this positive thought, positive way of doing things, because the Dhamma started to take shape, and also the faith, then every day you listen to Dhamma like that for 10 days, this is listening to Dhamma and straightening your view, then rejoice. So three of the 10 meritorious actions is always there, non-stop. So this mind that rejoice becomes so beautiful. Then that mind become full of positive energy, thought. Then it create the base for good karma to come. Then she said, after that, she like very lucky. All the people she meet up with, very helpful, very kind. Then they are very different. Then realize everything that she do, like go her way. And everything like fall into place. Then she can organize things and all things. Then all of a sudden one day, when this thing become very clear and very stable, she used to be panicky, full of fear, a little bit panicky. He said, all of a sudden one day, he don't believe her. He said, how come I cannot kanchong already? You know what is kanchong? What is the English word? No more panicky. Or excited means good thing, but no more panic already. Like you got bad news or what, or people tell you, wow, something happened. You must quickly attend to it. No more already. He said, cannot already. And why cannot? Don't know. Well, the thought cannot know. How come like that? Well, last time in depression, she full of fear, full of anxiety, the mind like that. Then recently, this retreat helped her so much. He told Yun Chan, I said, well, Yun Chan knew about one retreat, Achalo one, when she wanted to go back. She left, I think, before the retreat finished. And you know what happened? He said, in Mandarin, 以前来 retreat, 想要跑掉, just want to run away. Because she cannot understand what is going on. Then the mind is not ready. So, wow, 8 precepts. Achalo one or 8 precepts one, you know. Most of it, I think Ding cater for 5 precepts. Then, Achalo, different style. She cannot understand. Mind one related to life. She can understand. So, there was a lot of this thing. Then, something happened. Then, I think also the stomach not like telling her, better go back. So that's why I said, like, want to run away. 要跑掉就对了. Then later on, this trip, wow, no more that type of thing. There was so much joy in the retreat, and everything, like, so beautiful. Horribly. Then she told me a few days back, he said, Matthew, why like that? Now I listen from the heart, I see from the heart, I hear, everything is from here. Then the ear there, just vibration on here. Then she can understand a lot of things. Then the sati become very stable. So I told her, it's like that one. Then you know what she told me at the fish pond there. She said, very funny. Now the fish swim, like my mind, the awareness is with it or no. The whole thing move on. I say your sati already stabilized, you already connect to your nature. That's why you will improve very fast. Then after that, the most amazing is, just now he said, when you're lying down and sleep, first time in her life, her watch, you know watch, got the second hand, tick, 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 like that. You put very near, only you can hear. She was lying down and the watch was quite a distance. Suddenly, the heart there can perceive the ticking of the watch. That's why he said, wow, so amazing. And there was so much joy. And then I told Yun Chan, and now you see, this is the real cultivation. Not from the thought one. That's why it's very different. You all better rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And it's possible because she only with me for about 2-3 years. Never mind. No problem. Thank you. Wow, just nice. You want to share? Wait. The mic. okay. Never mind. It's okay. Just better record it.
Actually, just now, I went to ask Teng Xiong Sifu how to ask for forgiveness in Mahayana way, the Mahayana way. So Teng Xiong Sifu brought me to see the abbot.
Oh, very good.
So he said, 没有事啦, 不用这样客气. 我说, 一定要的, 我们也是, 有时候我们是初学者, 我们不会嘛. Then he said, he will lead us to do that.
Oh, very good. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah, very good. After we follow, you banana also you pronounce. Then we will translate for you. Very good. Sadhu, sadhu. So this is what I want you all to understand. She is so new, understand not? When she was in that great depression period of 15 years, 3 years ago only she came to the class, and without Dhamma knowledge, and mostly Mandarin educated, her English is limited. Also, no problem, understand not? So, Dhamma is very simple when you have a clear mind, clean slate. Don't have too much views, understand? Don't allow your knowledge conditioning to block you. Because when the mind has doubt, because it's different from what you heard and what you read or what you were told, then it limits you, understand? Your mind is not open. You don't have an open mind. So, just like the Zen analogy, you know what is the Zen analogy? The Zen master, that student came and like asked for advice. Then he pour tea. Then pour until full, he still pour. Then that person feel funny. He said, Zen master, full already. Oh, he said, yeah. So now you know, your mind also full already. That's why no more tea can go in, all overflow out. And I said, oh, that's the problem with a closed mind. Understand? And you know the Buddha under Salika Sutta, there are 44, I think, state of defilement. He said the last one is the worst. Those who hold on to their views, listen, tenaciously, even the Buddha also cannot help you. Understand? Samasambuddha also cannot help you. So be careful. Do not close. No matter what it is, don't think you already know. Understand? That's why when I have open mind, I listen. Then those who have wisdom higher than me, I will know. But when I listen, my nature know. That's why I have teacher and guide. And I can follow all these teacher and guide because I don't look at the title, I don't discriminate. My last two are lay people. The few are monk, but why not other monk? Why only this monk? Because from the way they share the Dhamma, it impact upon my nature, and I investigate into it, it's so beautiful. Even like my teacher Ajayantra, of course my first refuge teacher was Master Xuan Hua. My whole family took refuge. And I like his Dhamma because he was the one who actually speak in a very like China type of Mandarin. But the amazing thing is when it comes to Dhamma, I can understand him. My wife, Chinese school teacher, Mandarin educated, he also sometimes cannot understand what he say. And I can actually recode what he say. Because when I listen, I understand. That's why I remember. So all this is part and parcel of an open mind that can benefit you. Don't be closed. Because you got no harm listening. Then if it suits you, you use. If it doesn't suit you, have an open mind. Let it be. Everything you need to develop understanding through your own investigation. Just have an open mind. And you will not miss out on opportunity and all those things. So this is very useful. Okay, then we move on. Life itself is the meditation, page 33 now. We are the cultivation of the daily mindfulness, which is the cultivation of sati sampajana, mindfulness and clear comprehension. So this is the one that can bring forth a lot of wisdom, because daily mindfulness, sati sampajana, daily mindfulness and clear comprehension, it is in life itself. That's a true life itself you start to see clearly. All of the characteristics within nature. Then you see how your form and mind function. Then you understand who are you, what are you. That's how wisdom arises. That's how Dhamma arises. Don't always think that the cultivation is just form of meditation or cross. The Sufu is here. Okay, we stop. Okay. Get ready. get ready, develop the faith, sadha, virya, and pay respect to Sufu. Is the wireless mic me? You just translate. Push the mic up. Push the mic up.
啊，师傅，现在我们向你敬礼。
Yeah, sadhu, sadhu. We do it now,